As Europe searches for a continent-wide solution for its gathering debt crisis, the United States economy is feeling the effects of the recession across the Atlantic. President Obama recently blamed Europe's economic difficulties in part for the recent disappointing jobs report in the U.S. The European Union, comprised of 17 nations using the euro currency and 10 that don't, is a larger economic bloc than either the U.S. or China. Germany's Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has been the continent's strongest advocate of austerity policies, asserting that it's the only cure for expanding debt and putting the European economy back on the right track. But growing discontent among the people of Greece, Spain, Italy, and other nations who have seen severe budget cuts, the slashing of social programs, and a lowering of their standard of living have been fighting back, both in the streets and now at the ballot box. The strong showing of Syriza, the Greek coalition of the Radical Left Party in the most recent election, and a possible first-place finisher in a second-round vote on June 17th, along with the victory of French socialist candidate François Hollande over conservative President Nicolas Sarkozy in May, signals to many observers a shift to the left and away from austerity across Europe. However, it remains to be seen whether the so-called Troika, made up of the European Union, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Central Bank, will change course, in recognition that austerity policies have thus far failed to turn around the continent's weak economies and rising unemployment rate. Your reporter spoke with Richard Wolff, professor of economics at the New School University's graduate program in international affairs. Just back from visiting Europe, Wolff discusses how austerity policies have fueled the Eurozone crisis and prospects that public resistance will force leaders there to adopt a pro-growth strategy.
As the troubles in Europe come back and infect us through the market, and we now face the situation where the so-called recovery that people were talking about over the last 5 months is shown to be not a recovery at all. The numbers released by the government last Friday about the labor situation, the unemployment situation, is grim. The numbers released about the factory employment in the country are grim. And I think we're seeing a very fundamental crisis that neither the Europeans nor the Americans know how to bring to an end. We are in the fifth year of it. And in Europe, the policies that have been followed, which are called austerity policies, cutting back government spending, have not solved the problem. They've, if anything, made it worse. And we're seeing a wholesale, massive political movement, yes, in Greece and France, but very strongly in many other countries, Italy, Spain, and so on. You're seeing a movement to the left politically as the masses of people are saying, you can't continue to do this. You can't subject us to an economic crisis that hurts us, that makes the rich even richer than they were before. You can't then, on top of it, have the government bail them out and then say that we, the mass of people, have to pay the cost of those expensive bailouts, the benefits of which we never saw. And this never was a sustainable program. And I think the people running those societies, like those running the United States economy, are in for a very rough ride because it isn't going to work. And the deepening crisis is producing political changes on a scale we haven't seen in at least half a century.
There are many governments that have fallen as a result of this economic crisis in Europe. But I wonder, are some of these parties on the left who are challenging the austerity policy status quo, did they have solutions that they're offering that are viable ways out of the economic crisis and at the same time save the Eurozone from a demise that many people are concerned about? Even people in Greece want to remain in the Eurozone, want to use the euro as their currency, but are really opposed to the horrible devaluation of their standard of living at the same time.
You're quite right to ask the question, do they really have a worked-out alternative? I think, honestly, the answer to that is no, that they are clear only that the austerity policy of the current governments is a disaster and cannot be allowed to continue. When you push them, they say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to grow our way out of this dilemma. We're going to run deficits in the government in order to create jobs programs. You know, the real image of what they are proposing is a kind of rerun of what Franklin Roosevelt did here in the United States the last time we had a major crisis like this in the 1930s. And will that work? I don't think anyone knows. Will they even have a chance to do that? That's not clear either, because if the big banks and the credit markets do not allow them to have a chance to do a non-austerity program, then these societies are going to fall apart, and the euro is going to dissolve, and you're going to have a very, very hard time. And before any of your listeners get the wrong idea, that would be a disaster not only for the Europeans to go through, but the impact on the United States will make our economic crisis now markedly worse than it already is.
Richard, on your recent trip to Europe, what kind of hope have you brought back with you that the movements, the anti-austerity movements in Europe, are gaining traction with the public and may in the near future pose a greater challenge to those folks promoting austerity?
Well, it's clear. Across Europe, in every country, really without exception, that left-wing forces are growing, are much more confident, much more hopeful than they have been in decades. That is, they see, and I think they're quite right, that the 30 years of celebration of the decline of socialism and the decline of communism and the supposed victory of capitalism, all that has now been thrown into the most profound questioning and challenging everywhere. And I think that's true here in the United States. If the leftists in Greece, who are the furthest along, were to win the election in 2 weeks and become the number one party, and Mr. Tsipras, the Greek leader of that party, would then become the prime minister, then you would see a major straw in the wind. You still have to remember that Greece is a very small country, a very small part of Europe. But if the French situation keeps going the way it is, if Mrs. Merkel keeps losing elections in Germany, which she has been, if there's a big enough push to the left, then I think you will see the Keynesian effort made again as the lesser evil, just the way it was on the part of Roosevelt in the 1930s.
That was Richard Wolff, professor of economics at the New School University's graduate program in international affairs and author of the new book, Occupy the Economy. Find links to more news and commentary on the Eurozone crisis on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.